Randy, it never fails. I give the most sterling introduction that I can, and then the line drops.
Yeah, this is the first time I haven't heard you talk bad about me, so this is really good.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for being with us. Inside Flyer Magazine, tell us all about it.
We've been around since actually 1987, you know, when the printing press was first designed. But now we're all about frequent flyers. Anybody that all the road warriors that get up and travel week in and week out and all around the world. So that's what keeps us busy, because these days there's a lot of people that make their living at 30,000 feet out there.
Randy, how many frequent flyers are there in the United States?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. There's about 200 million people that belong to these frequent flyer programs. But so that's a good idea. But interestingly enough, there's probably, let's say, about 40 million people who fly at least 10 times a year. So that's a pretty substantial number.
Has that number gone down due to the increase in gas prices and therefore the ability to fly, but also with these GoToMeeting.coms type of services?
Yeah, that's a good question. But there's one thing you left out. It's down a little bit, okay, because of online conferencing and things like the iPad that people can carry around and talk to each other with this FaceTime thing. But there's another element that actually has had a greater impact on people just saying, that's it, I'm not traveling, and that is security measures at the airport. Of all the topics I hear from the frequent flyers of why they don't fly as much as they used to, it's because they want to blame the TSA. They just don't find going through all the scans, the radiation, and all the changes in the procedures is worth it anymore. So that's actually even more of a reason than airfares and the cost of travel.
Are we going to see a bump in airfares due to the price of gas?
Yeah, probably. Airfares are a couple things. One is that because the economy is improving, airlines figure we can afford a higher airfare. So you see, part of it is the economy, part of it is the consolidation with Continental and United coming up, Midwest Airlines and Frontier, so you kind of got that going. And then the fuel surcharges, because those are add-ons, and we really don't know what the real price is. By the time you add in the luggage fees and the seat fees and the extra fuel stuff, the thing about airfares these days is I don't know if I can tell you what I'm really going to pay for an airline ticket until I'm all done with my trip. And I think that's been the real thing about the fuel charges and why they're probably not going to have a major impact, because we really don't know what the ticket costs until we're already into pushing that button where it says, hey, I'm buying because I'm going to fly.
All right, Randy, I'm going to call you back and reschedule you to be back on soon. I have a lot more questions. I'm running out of time. Thanks so much for your time today.
I got answers for you. Let's do it again.